Welcome back to the Universal Love Movement. This is your host, Dr. Carl S. Moore. Welcome back to part three, the final, in the series of reflecting on 2020, sending love and light to you all as we strive to be loving universal vibration. So shout out to all of my, or I wouldn't like to say my, we know one owns anything, and really not in the material world anymore. So I won't say my, but shout out to the loves out there, the loving universal vibrations, that you all are, or at least can be, as you allow me into your universe. And as I, reflect back, in this final reflection of 2020, I would say that there are a number of things, right? So this episode is just not thematically one major thing, but there are a number of things, the saying, and believe none of what you hear and half of what you see kind of thing. I reflect back in that way, in a way of, and I think this is really important to unpack, because it goes back to kind of full circle to, the first reflection when I was more so speaking about objectivity. And I think that this saying is interesting because I don't necessarily know if I'm not advocating for this or not agreeing to it, but just more so of, it's one thing to believe, it's another, so you can, one's opinion can be swayed. It's another thing to, respect, right? So I think that respecting information and taking it for what it's worth is, very important. But the, as it relates to one's own universe, and caring for the ways in which your head and your heart and, and even your gut, your they say, talk about brains. They, in Eastern teachings or whatever, it was known for centuries or whatever, ages, that, the body has three brains, and, even more than that in terms of chakras and all types of stuff. But there is, at least now, because science has validated it, it's always interesting how we can talk about stuff when science, but I love it. I love that, there are some, very age old things that have been just confirmed in the language that we have present. So I embrace that. But I think the important piece is that, when it, as it relates to just my reflection on believing, what respecting information is positions an individual in their brain at a place of position of power and a position of it's a healthy position, right? Independent of what it is, it's kind of like if I'm a seer or if I'm just a non or an objective observer, I'm not viewing any information that's given to me, whether it's like the danger of a vaccination, I'm sorry, a person thinking a vaccination is dangerous, or the danger of a disease, right? So on one end or the other, right? So some people's minds, many people are scared about the virus, and it's a, to some folks, it's as dangerous as smallpox or the plague and that kind of level of fear. To some folks, it's not as any more dangerous than the flu. But respecting information is something that allows you to, understand. And that whole saying, believe none of what you hear and half of what you see, comes from a position that a wise elder probably created at one time and wanted to say, hey, and I think it's, when you think about moments in time, when you look back, it's like we know so much more about, 1981 than we knew right now, just because we can look back. It gives you that kind of bird's eye perspective, because when people are in it, I think that this is an interesting thing, because I've seen things that throughout last year that have allowed me to really think about, looking at information objectively. And not necessarily what, And it's kind of like maybe being I don't know if it's like a coder of life or a person who's making sense and making meaning off of themes what, you know, and also knowing people give the media a hard time, and maybe, and even myself in my cynical mode, but right when I'm the participant, well, I wouldn't give them a hard time. I just kind of like, cause I usually have like a love energy for things, but I'm kind of like, I want to defend, like earlier in the year when I, you know, was growing in my ability to just be a seer. It's like, wow, this is a certain, and it's on both ends. I'm an equal opportunity kind of like, you know, analyzer of information. So this could appeal to those, even if you are, I know it's more popular and vogue to be, you know, and this is outside of the race, you know, the race stuff and the things that we know when it comes down to, like, you know, humanity. This is outside of humanity, because there are certain just laws of nature as it relates to that, you know, and, you know, not people's lives being, you know, taken. And there's a lot of, you know, with and I won't even want to miss any names in terms of the, you know, all the lives that have been taken, the known and unknown, and specifically, you know, the Black lives that have been taken. But, you know, that would have. So first it was like, OK, you're going to put this on the news. You know, what kind of feelings do you want to evoke? Right. And then we know that, you know, the narrative that can be promoted just by, hey, whatever you want me to feel is by what you want me to see. So, you know, then I had to get into this whole thing of like, all right, are you doing this so that people can do something and there's laws that will change and we can enhance our ability to love humans, or to make a spectacle of a person, situation, in a race that actually does dehumanize that person and that racial group at the same time, like putting on a display as like save the whales or something like that. So, you know, it's kind of like the, like, hey, you know, the whole believe none of what you see and half of what you hear, because it's like the, okay, what is this an intention? So even something like the virus, I had gone through this whole thing of like, all right, you know, even if it was the plague, right? What, knowing how the body works and the brain body connection, but then also understanding the immune system, and, you know, and it's not as if there is some people, and I like to, you know, always view things on all ends because it's just remaining objective. There's some people who are like, okay, many folks are like, no, it is what it is. So we have to be fearful. And there are some folks that know, that are, you know, they call these folks conspiracy theorists. They say something like, what would they say about what happened? They would say something like, the conspiracy theorists type of folks would look, or the folks who are on a different end of the spectrum, I don't want to call them conspiracy theorists. They would say there is a political power play and gain that is coming from whatever it is, right? So you can have that very thing that is, it is like a flame, right? And you can have the media focusing on the flame being able to burn you. And you can have other folks focusing on this flame being there, but something that can warm the house or provide an opportunity for reflection, or what do you do to safeguard against the flame, you know, that type of thing. And in 2020, I was able to see, you know, that in a way that was very interesting. Everything from like, you know, a stigma. You know, I remember this was a text message, not a text, I'm sorry, a tweet that I had like way back when I said, and I meant this was from my heart as a reflection. It was part of my healing. I'm not, you know, we're in a never ending healing process. But this tweet was, you know, I was walking around my neighborhood, and I didn't view this as, oh, someone crossing the street because I'm a Black man. I viewed it as the probability of a person wanting to like engage and actually say hi and connect to me as another like loving or living universal vibration. And of course, the race thing can always be there, but you know, in terms of just at that moment in time, I was like, so. What I said to my, this was COVID, you know, I said, oh, I finally understand why people were not saying hi and crossing the street, or, just even amongst black folks, right? You know, it's not even, that's why it's not a race thing. There are folks who cross, may not always cross the street, but not say hi back or make eye contact. And I think I thought it was fear at the moment. Now, it was fear because they were, you know, COVID is bringing the fear. But the tweet was like, oh, I understand finally what people have been feeling all along. The not making eye contact, the not really wanting to connect, whether it's from black or white people or whatever person that I, because I always, you know, want to kind of look and connect with folks, or it's always been from, or I guess I would say there's a high probability it's from fear. But when looking back at the year and the fear, oh goodness. So I've had to really try to grow in my ability to look at, you know, COVID is definitely here. There are many people who've lost their loved ones to health conditions connected to it, you know, because, and correct me if I'm wrong, as it relates to virus, you know, itself is going to kill a person, but it does serve as the catalyst for a person's declined health because of the way in which one's immune system responds to it for certain folks. Whereas other folks may get it and be asymptomatic. So it's very interesting in terms of, that's at least what, you know, I know. And then with the vaccine that is out now, they say, you know, those folks can, you know, I don't want to misquote or misstate anything, but what I will say is that it's an interesting thing, because then you also have some folks who think the vaccination, like, hey, look, the president took it, so what's going on? And then there's other folks who are like, I don't care. I work in healthcare and I don't think this is a good idea. So understanding those contrasts, it was an amazing year for, and even with the president, presidency, and seeing the different sides. So when you're an observer, you're looking at these things because, you know, you understand the whole idea of multiple truths and, you know, some things being just very, very false, but seeming true. But it's very interesting when you peel the layers back on 2020. I mean, never was there a moment in time where there were like things that were that we knew, you know, this is they I think this is going into and maybe this is the same quote for the same person, Mark Twain or something like that. But it says it's not what we know that's dangerous, but the things that we think we know for sure that just ain't so. That, when I first heard that quote, I think it was Wolf of Wall Street, maybe, when I watched that movie. It really just blew me away. So a lot of reflection around that, right? But only in so much as it can support my ability to love myself and love others and provide counsel if someone comes, or help folks kind of see things in a way that will allow for them to continue to thrive and live, but not for the sake of, you know, being any type of conspiracy theorist or dissenter or anything like that. You know, the goal is to be a rule follower and to a person who supports the construction or the constructive aspects of society. I know there are folks who out there, no rule following and destructive action. That's great. We people who are familiar with Star Wars, just at least in a light, recognize that you need light to recognize, or if one's recognized the universal laws of, you know, understanding even polarity or something like that, you know, or the correspondence of how things happen, where, you know, when you have a lot of darkness, there's going to be light, you know, or a lot of light cast a shadow. There are, so viewing things evenly like that has, my ability to view things evenly has increased. And, you know, I was able to see the power of the moment. And I just, what I would say for you all is I kind of invite you to, you know, going through my 2020 reflections, I invite you to do two things. Just in terms of right now in this year, in terms of being a seer or just being able to be an objective observer, right, and more present in the ways that are constructive and healthy and loving of oneself and even of reality. But there are a lot of other energies present and a lot of other things that we can do, And I think that they are all, they all have value, you know, back in the, you know, and even now, but back in the day, war days, you need folks to tend to the village. You need the first and foremost, you need the soothsayers or the folks that are kind of like able to be present and listen to the nature or to spirit, whatever the reality they believe in that reality. And then you need the folks who are going to, you know, strategize, you know, about what is happening. You need the warriors, right, that are actually out there going to, you know, to war and battle. And then, I mean, of course, you need the folks that are, you know, back at the campsite or whatever, you know. So you, all of these things are value. So my value for the different ways in which people move and maneuver in different energies has become very clear, enhanced. I'm like, okay, you have folks that want to protest. You have folks that want to tend to their home. You have folks that want to ignore and just kind of really paying attention to the different kind of, I don't know if you call them archetypes, but the different motivations, because the it's been vivid, very crystal clear in 2020 in terms of person's responses to the virus and political and then a racial reckoning. And send love to the loves out there, the loving universal vibrations. And as you think about your year moving forward, and just to invite you to I invite you to at least consider, I guess I'll say this, no, invitation's there, but I would want to conclude with the fact that I am committed to growth narratives, because I know that they serve my biology, they serve the people I love, whether it be from certain racial groups, me being a part of, refer myself as African American, race socially constructed, and there are a number of things with that, but, you know, me being a black person in America, so just kind of like the growth narratives around all of that, so that I can be a part of the energy that's working towards a constructive end, while valuing and working with the folks who are about the other narratives that are needed, right? It's just a matter of what commitment. So being committed to growth narratives is the next episode I will have. And that's it. That's a wrap for 2020. Happy New Year. Sending love and light to you all. And as we kind of continue to dance, you know, with these very wonderful times that we're in. For me, and for you too, you know, so it potentially, I don't want to. All right, let me get off of here. Love and light.